And
you just pat it down.
Yeah.
It's a long song.
Song was not going anywhere.
It takes a while, but it gets there. Just keep it in the background.
I'm going to keep it going.
The whole time until it finally gets somewhere.
It's a...
until it does. It's Avoiding People.
With Don.
And MJ.
Yeah.
Episode 12.
As I was found out.
12.
Now, we may have lost some listeners.
Just because the song is playing.
No, because we had such a long in between 11 and 10.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, what you brought
but
up
But now we have
week.
New ones.
Yeah.
The 12s.
Right?
Yeah. There are probably not many.
And,
just my... That's my cord. You're such a douche.
Yeah, so where did you come across this song?
It was, it was in a... You can cut it out now. I don't like people listening to words that aren't mine and or Don's. All right.
Just let them take it in for a little bit. You're in the groove,
and there's really no way you can. Gets better.
All right, that's definitely quite enough.
It just got
no,
good.
Quite enough of that.
Yeah, right. I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Anyways, yeah. I
for more of the queer album, you can visit our website. Just kidding.
That's
it's
funny.
Not on there.
We don't have a queer album.
Yeah. Anyways, well, if we did that, what song would be on it?
I don't even know our website. The thing is, I wanted to make this show not talk about porn, but you asked me the first question of the day, and it's I saw this in a porn, and I was like, "Where is the song?" And so I typed in the lyrics, and
it always comes back to it.
I don't know how.
This song was in a porn, really?
Yeah. Well, it was an amateur thing or whatever. But
even so, that's some good porn music. Some of the music I hear in porn is really, really subpar.
It is. It's just techno, and then it just like goes.
Takes you out of it. Actually, I'm like, what the? Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, it's great. Watch.
Kind of like that.
What is that? Like that's 70s porn. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. No, that sounds kind of like Chips. Like the cop show Chips. That was the beginning of that.
Uh huh. Oh, God. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't understand why are so people are so goddamn dumb about computers. I think it's just my family, maybe. But, like, my mom, we bought her this computer, and she was touching it or whatever, and then I was on my computer, and my dad calls me, and he's like, Mom, turn the screen sideways. And I was like, turn the screen sideways. So she had pressed some button combination that had made the screen turn sideways. All right? Now,
sounds like a neat trick.
Now, I'm the only genius apparently in our goddamn household. So I type into the computer, I go, Asus PC or Asus EPC screen turned sideways. That's all I typed into Google. And right there was the first like three hits tell me how to figure it out. But
oh,
no one knows how to do anything. You know what I mean? We're so dumb.
It's a different, you know, it's a whole generation thing. Like my,
we're just so
well,
dumb.
You know what? I can't even say that though. My grandma, she sends me emails all the time and texts.
Yeah.
Like she loves texting.
Right.
Little updates.
Really? Does she?
I swear. My grandma, my dad's mom, she's always like, I mean, granted, she's not even 60 yet, but like she's like.
That's because she got, you know.
Don't ever say that again. It's horrific. Anyway, well, but she sends lovely texts. They always end with hugs, grandma.
Right.
Grams.
Right. She knows how to do that little signature thing at the end.
No, I don't know about
like
that.
Like on Twitter? You should get her on Twitter.
She might be. She's on Facebook. She's
is she
Facebook
really?
Friend, yeah.
What?
I put all my family members, like, because I don't want to, you know.
Have them see you puking up.
Right, right. But I also don't want to be, you know, the guy who ignores his family members on Facebook. So I put them in a little group.
Right.
You know, under fam, and that group can't see like my pictures. They can't see my like wall comments.
Right.
There's a lot that they can't see on my page. They can just
what
see
can
me,
they
like,
see? Just your profile picture.
Pretty much just like my picture and like my updates, like things that I say or like.
But what
know,
if you update
page.
Something that's like, you know, hey, just bang this hot chick, everybody.
I usually don't do that. I try and keep it appropriate.
I don't. I've been considering leaving Facebook.
You should. It's kind of all those new formats.
Well,
and
the
stuff
thing is, it's
well,
yeah. What
off.
The god?
There's all these
fuck.
Rules and like the different layouts every week. You're like, okay,
it used
come
to
on.
Be like when I went to Photos because it was like a Facebook for me was like a pre beat off thing. You know what I mean? Like you look,
you go to Facebook just to work yourself up before you go into porn.
Exactly right. And you find like you know hey who's got the new you know mobile uploads or whatever of you know them taking pictures of their friends' boobs.
Yeah,
that's
I what
I mean.
Mean.
Right.
I see what you mean.
So. It used to be, like, you could see who it was or whatever and, like, when it was last updated and what album it was from. So you click on the album, you see, like, all of it. Because sometimes, now here's a little trick for you guys out there. I don't know why I just said it like that. But,
pretty sure everybody knows.
Probably. You click on the album because sometimes girls don't tag themselves in the best photos.
That's right, exactly.
So you're
but
like,
you think they might be the best
that's
photos.
That's right, exactly. Because they're like, I look fat in that. But it's like, no, I just
no,
see
you
your
don't.
Cleavage.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't see fat. I see luscious.
Luscious boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, again, you know what? I was watching The Fifth Element
great,
on before I came into class.
Great
and
movie.
First of all,
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, you do a very good impression of that guy. But he was so weird. He was so weird in that goddamn movie. But
it's great.
Saw a boob again. The she takes off her shirt or whatever.
Yeah,
she's
Mila
changed
Jovovich.
In the back.
Square nips.
I don't know if they're square nips. They were in the
nips.
Background.
You
but the point was they
Evil.
Didn't blur them.
What channel was it on?
FX.
Oh, good.
In the middle of the day.
Well, FX? Well, the middle of the day. I don't
That's
know
what
about,
I mean.
I'm telling you, dude. You watch, you know, Nip Tuck or any of those shows.
Yeah,
they show nips all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah.
You can't show nips.
They give
show,
you a warning
they show
at the
bare
beginning.
Ass.
They say this is. They show the bare ass and they show nips. They,
I don't think there's ever nips.
I'm almost positive I've seen nips.
You look again.
It's probably. I don't know if it's whether they're like, you know, banging or whether they're cutting them up, but they're there.
Cutting them up. Oh,
it's
on Nip Tuck, right.
Tuck.
I'm sorry. That new show, I don't know if you saw it. It's called Justified or something like that, or Justice, or Level, or something like that. I don't know. But it's got some... It's some new cop show on FX.
Oh, it's on FX?
Yeah.
The only new ones I know on FX are...
It's coming in March 26. Okay. Why are we doing plugs for FX?
I get, yeah, really. You're welcome.
Turn off this podcast. Listen to FX.
Right, exactly. Nah, F that, though.
Work.
But speaking of new things that I'm psyched about, I was... alluding to you earlier, though, BioShock 2.
Oh, that looks fun. I haven't finished for the first one.
Well, you get on that, but not only did I played a little bit of it, and I watched, there was a trailer for it before I watched it, which, so great. It's on Xbox Live if you have it. Just look at the trailer before
It's already
you,
out.
Yeah, I know,
the
but
game.
Just,
oh, okay.
just watch the trailer gotcha. Of the game before you pop it in. Awesome trailer, and then the beginning of the game is just, it's so sick. You just actually get to play as a big daddy. For anybody who has played the games knows how exciting that
Crazy.
Is. And and also the multiplayer aspect, I didn't get to play that, but I watched it played, and it just looks like tons of fun.
Do you get
like,
to play as a big daddy?
Yeah. Somebody, the way that it works is it's like team games, and some of the games, one person on like each team, or one person on the defending team, like
is
it's like capture
daddy.
The flag,
right.
but it's like capture the little sister, you know, like the
right.
the little girls. So it's like, you know, one person on the defending team spawns as a big daddy, and they're like hard as hell.
Of
you know,
course.
Everybody else is just splicers and stuff. But it just seems like they really nailed the multiplayer aspect of it, and I think it's probably just another great addition to a fantastic game already.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this.
Do you really
games.
Have anything to add?
Well, I should. I'm all out of words, you know? I'm
all out of words.
Okay, if you're going to just do that from now on. The point is, I really get more excited about single-player aspects than multiplayer.
Well, the single player looks fine. Looks great.
I just...
you don't like to play with other people?
The thing
that's
is,
your thing? Your video games are a solitary aspect?
They are mainly, but also because... like, it's just... They're just full of, like, hackers and stuff whenever you go on, like, on the internet.
Hackers.
Yeah, like, Modern Warfare 2 is, like, so full of hackers. And
of course.
I read blogs now, and they're just like, fuck Modern Warfare 2 until they update... hacking and
well,
stuff
well,
like that.
I mean,
because
I do see what you mean. Hacking sucks. Also, sometimes
I don't know how you hack a game though, like a console game. Like I understand, like a PC game, you have like another
consoles are like Xbox 360s and PS3s are essentially computers now.
I know there are computers now, but what do you you don't plug in something, do you? Like do you
probably
hook
could.
It up to your computer or something like that? That's what I mean. Like because
yeah,
with with Counter-Strike, you just have like an auto aim sort of thing or whatever. That's another program running in the background. What do you run in the background? How do you do that? That's what I'm wondering as to how they can hack like that.
I'm sure they can get into the systems with their computers. There might be like command prompts or something like that that you can use on the systems.
That's just the computer term that you heard.
No, it's
command prompts.
Command prompts.
Command prompts. You're like, yeah, they probably just use a bunch of command prompts and batch files, few Windows updates, and few security centers
I'm just,
sort of thing that they
I've,
add.
I've never done it, so yeah, I'm just speculating. I would imagine that's what they do, but right. I have no idea. I'll
you
ask you know, people in prison for going...
People in prison?
Yeah, for hacking.
I you know, sometimes I'm getting scared now of, like, prison. Because sometimes I read...
You should have been scared a while ago. Prison's a scary fucking
no,
place.
No, I mean of, like, me downloading stuff. Like, I don't know if I should admit this, but I was downloading that P90X thing.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's 44 gigs. It's
I know.
Taking me, like, 8 days. I'm not even done. Like, I'm not even a third of the way there.
Well,
it's
I'm,
taking so goddamn long.
I'm glad you downloaded that. I've had that for a while. I've been using it since, like, summer. It's great.
You know, I wanted to download that Insanity thing because it looked insane. Ironically enough,
yeah.
But I couldn't find anyone that was hosting the torrent, so I just like, all right, P90X is good enough. But it's so
because
goddamn
it's
big.
It's yeah, of course it's big. There's like 12 videos that you get.
That's so much for me to do.
What do you expect?
But now I get like scared now. I saw some guy has to pay like $1.5 million to Nintendo for like downloading, you know, games and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah.
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Think
isn't
about
it?
How many people out there really do download, and then there's the select few idiots that get caught,
right?
Or just those who drew the short straws. But how do
Who gets caught? Like, how do they decide that guy? I mean, are you the person who's downloading the most?
No, I think
or it's just random.
I don't know how it is for Nintendo. I don't know how it would be for PvdX. Right. But my friends, two of them, did get letters from Columbia TriStar because they both downloaded two movies at the same time. They were in the same house. They each had their own computer. Like, they were living together, going to Southern Illinois. Not important. What is important is that they were living in the same house.
Were they downloading the same movie?
Yes. One of them was downloading two movies at once. Mm-hmm. The other one was just downloading one. But one of those movies, the one that they were both downloading, was 7 Pounds with Will Smith, and it was out in theaters at the time. And another
one, the dumbest movie
I know.
Download.
Right?
Why would you download 7 Pounds?
I agree.
A feel-good movie. Right.
On a Friday night,
right,
you just
like
gotta watch
300
it.
Or Gladiator.
Right, exactly.
Not 7 Pounds.
7 Pounds. Romantic comedy.
I gotta get About a Boy. I just gotta get that on my computer. I haven't seen that enough times. Right.
No, I don't know why they chose it, but it was that one, and then my friend who was downloading two, another one, was in theaters, and they were all the movies were being downloaded were Columbia TriStar. They got a letter like a week later saying that if it happened again, the FBI would come to their house, confiscate all their things,
kill them.
Their hard drives, their computers, whatnot, and fine each of them $250,000.
No shit.
Yeah, that's just,
well. I hope I get that letter. Because I don't hope I get that letter, but I hope I get that letter before I get fined if it does happen.
I'm pretty
to
sure
me.
They send that's the whole point. The letter is a deterrent. And both of those guys, from what I understand, don't download anymore.
And I mean when you're a kid or whatever, you think to yourself, I'm not really stealing or whatever. You just like, who the fuck cares?
I still say that when I take from my job.
Right, you're like, I'm not really stealing, but you're actually physically stealing an item. Right. Like, kids are like, okay, well, I'm just duplicating the thing and passing it along. You're physically stealing an item and going, I'm not really stealing.
I'm just saying, I won't lie. That thought doesn't cross my mind. I do admit to myself that I'm actually stealing.
What do you steal?
I just don't feel. I have clothes, t-shirts.
But why? You don't wear them.
Plug my wardrobe.
For people who can't see this, because it is a
to
podcast,
go to
Don
school?
Is wearing basically pajamas.
Yeah, I know.
Pajamas and jeans.
Yeah, to go to class in my beater shoes, that's fine. But when I go out, now I have a nice wardrobe.
But you could get that. Oh, how many do you need? How often are you going out that you need new stuff?
Well, I'll admit, you know what I mean? My going out wardrobe is satisfied now. It's more right. Now it's more just kind of a... like every other week thing.
See, here's the thing.
I mean? Like,
you're
I just,
going to
I'll
get
spot a couple shirts that I like.
Right.
Like,
here's the thing. You're going to either get caught or they're going to fire you for doing that, and then you're going to go, "This fucker's fired me," and you're gonna
nah,
be
I
mad.
Won't.
You really? You
no,
doing
I
that?
Won't be mad if that's why. If that's why they get. If that's
when
why
you
they
got fired
me,
from that job that you were stealing beer from, and you're like, "Well, everyone steals."
I hated that job, and everyone did steal.
Right. But
and they had cameras, and everybody was saying, don't steal, don't walk in front of the cameras. I just didn't give a shit. I was doing it for weeks,
right.
And then they finally were like, "Yeah, so we saw you. You're grabbing some
but
cases."
Weren't you
I was
mad
like,
at them?
Finally, I wasn't mad at them. I was mad because I didn't have a job.
Right. That's what it was. You're like, I can't believe they fired me.
It's not that I couldn't believe it. I was just pissed.
Because they fired you for stealing.
Because I got fired before I had a plan to fall back on.
Right. But I don't steal, and I'm probably going to get fired.
Well, there you go.
Well, because the thing is, that we're
same
doing
boat,
this...
and I get clothes out of it.
That's true, and all I was getting was fucking candy. But the thing is, I'm going to get a new job eventually, but at my job, because I'm going to get fired, my job, they're like trying to get us all to sell stuff, and I'm just not comfortable walking up
is
to people
it, is
and
it
going...
Is it retail?
Yeah, it's retail. It's that duty-free stuff.
Duty-free.
Yeah, you know.
Gotta love the name.
Yeah.
It's at an airport. What the fuck?
It is.
I know.
What's the point? What's the problem with it being an airport?
It's at an airport. How could they be like, go ahead, go out there and sell
exactly.
stuff?
Well, no, no, no. Well, here's
exactly.
Like,
they want to buy stuff today.
That's the thing, is that I can't really get people in. We don't really have new like products coming in and stuff like that. In fact, we moved. Like, here's what people
you
buy.
You could lasso them.
Here's what people buy. They buy fragrances, because those are fucking expensive. I don't know why. And alcohol and cigarettes.
What else do you sell?
We sell like souvenirs and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
what
they move
souvenirs
like
Indian feathers.
Shot. I wish. Shot. Well, no, I don't wish. Shot glasses.
Keychains.
Yeah, keychains. Yeah,
rocks.
Postcards. Postcards. Keychains. Shot glasses. Cups. Mugs. And the thing is, like, we're supposed to not have people that are going domestically in the actual store, because you can only buy if you're leaving the country. And so people go in thinking, oh, I'm going to get a souvenir from Chicago, but they're only going to San Francisco or whatever. They're not going anywhere
specific.
That's
a stupid stipulation to have.
What stupid stipulation?
That you're not supposed to sell to people but flying domestically?
We can't, actually.
You can't?
We cannot.
Why?
Because it's all tax-free, and we can't add tax to these items.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's just stupid.
It is really stupid. But it's really funny to watch my foreign coworkers go up to people, and they're like, yeah. Well, first of all, they don't speak...
Try and sell.
Well, first of all, they don't speak English very well. Right. And the people they're talking to don't speak English very well. But this is their only communication method, actually, they can use, because one's speaking Korean and the other's speaking Polish. Mm-hmm. So they have to use English as their go-between, and neither of them can really get the point across that you can't be in the store unless you're leaving the country. And they're just like, you can't come in. And they go, China. And they're like, no, when you go back to China, then you can... And they just don't get it. But the thing is, my point was that they want us to be like proactively selling to people. And I'm just not comfortable walking up to people and going, oh, hey, so where are you flying to? You know, this rum is really good. Because I know shit about alcohol. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I do know what you mean.
Because I drink Appletinis and whatnot.
There it is.
I drink delicious drinks, not beer. Because I don't want hair on my chest. All right? My nips are hairy enough as it is. I don't want any more.
Afro nips.
What?
Ish.
They're not afro nips.
Well, if they're hairy enough, I just picture afro nips, like little puff balls.
No, they're just little hairs coming out of every which way.
Ugh.
I shouldn't have told that. I'm just kidding, guys.
Spindly.
Oh, no, they're not spindly.
Wow, what else? You know what I saw the other night was, not speaking of afro nips or anything, but just something that pissed me off almost as much as having afro nips would. Mel Gibson's movie Edge of Darkness.
I'm sure that was awful.
It was...
I tried to watch that Saturday.
Yeah. Really? I tried watch it Saturday.
20 minutes, and that was it. I was done with it.
It's just... Yeah, I was excited for it because Martin Campbell directed Casino Royale, which I thought was a great movie. I really did. I watch it, a lot still. But I go in there, and, and it's Mel Gibson. I'm like, okay, whatever. And the movie looks great. But I swear to you, I was just falling asleep. I was like...
Was it dull? Or was it just like...
For a lot of points, yeah. Like, there were spikes of, like, violence and of, like, graphic shit. Like, for a while, it's slow for the first 15 minutes of the movie, and then all of a sudden...
No, it's not.
It is.
It is not slow. Not for the first, like in the first 5 minutes, somebody dies.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's right. It's 5 minutes. I was just... My time concept in movies is all screwed.
Completely.
So it seemed to me like it was 15 minutes, but in fact, it was only four, okay? So either way, the first 4 minutes of the movie were slow. Then, all of a sudden... His daughter's vomiting blood on the kitchen table, and she takes a shotgun blast to the chest when she walks to the front door. Very graphic.
Best part of the movie. It's just, by
like,
far.
She comes home. Well, that's what's revealed in the movie later on. It's a big cover up, big twist, whatnot.
Oh,
but
whatever.
She comes home from college, and she's working at this job and whatnot, and she comes to the door. Mel Gibson and her have a great relationship. It's like wonderful father daughter thing. And all of a sudden, like I said, she's just very graphically puking blood on the table, like as she's not.
Why
hungry
was she
and
puking
stuff.
Blood?
It turned out to be radiation. She was poisoned again. What? It's a big cover-up thing. It's the whole movie. You gotta watch it to understand.
All right, well, what happened?
Either way, I didn't watch it that long.
Yeah, well, he's like, taking her out the front door, and he's like, okay, we got to get to the hospital. All of a sudden, some guy, like, you think it's like a gang shooting, but obviously it's later on, not police. It's somebody who works at the same company she does, but he walks out there, and the guy just, like, yells her name, like, get that, and shoots her with a shotgun in the chest. She goes flying across the room, and she just looks horrible. She hits this wall. Her body's all contorted, and there's blood everywhere. Mel Gibson's just like... he's accurately depicting the grief of a guy, would go through, so he just goes nuts.
I'd
like,
be insane.
But then after that another dive into
peaked, and then I was like,
agreed,
fuck this movie.
Agreed. It, what happened was it peaked, and it really reels you in, but then after that, it's just so dull, you're like, okay, what just happened? It does go back up again.
Because he has to take revenge.
But even so, he does take his revenge at the very end of the movie. My point being is that it's the points of, like, the high points of the movie are not worth the time you spend down
the
dumps.
So basically watch the first 5 minutes and last 5 minutes.
Yes, exactly. You watch the
first
five.
Did you leave the movie?
Yes, I did.
You actually left? I can never bring myself to leave a movie.
I've only left one. And that's the thing. If I was a person to leave movies, I would have left Edge of Darkness.
Okay, Friday I watched Wolfman.
How was that?
Horrible.
Wolfman's really bad? Come on.
Horrible, man.
It.
Of course.
So I was like, I'm not sitting through two
horrible
movies.
Benicio Del Toro and Anthony Hopkins and Emily Blunt and Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, you... That's what I thought. Good, you'd that's think, what
no,
I thought.
No, I was expecting badness from that movie.
You always expect badness of everything.
That's true. And so, I'm never disappointed.
Yeah, oh my God.
And I'm always correct.
No, that's just it. You're never disappointed because if it's bad, then you could say, oh, I was right. But if it's good, then you just say, oh, man, that was really good. And then just move on.
And then move on.
Exactly.
And then rip on it for whatever's sad about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Fuck you.
And now I'm never disappointed because I'm always happy.
Good for you.
Yeah, I had high expectations, but it was a horrible movie.
I'm
sorry to hear that. I really am. I was going to go. I'm going to go see Percy Jackson tonight and the Lightning Thief.
That's... What are you expecting?
I'm expecting to be blown away.
And I'll tell you what.
Well, you got to remember Don's into all this, you know.
Right, yeah, Don is
into
like
I read the
stuff.
Books. I read all the
Did
books
you
over
really?
The summer. They're fucking, you know, cheap reads. Like, it takes me a day
pages?
To read. No, they're not. They're like 200 pages, but they only take me like a day to read, and there's five of them. And I got to tell you, like, it's geared towards a younger audience, but the story is dynamite.
You
it's
know
great.
What? The movie I'm looking forward to, which I know is going to be bad, but I'm looking forward to it anyways, is The Crazies.
I'm also looking forward to that, simply because of the name.
Well, it's
The Crazies.
Well, I looked. Well, first of all, I was like, "What is this movie about?" And I was like, "This guy comes up," and I thought, like, it's like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
But I looked it up, and I was like, I typed in IMDb or whatever, and then it's like a remake. It's a remake.
They're remaking everything.
I know, but that's my point. Is that they're just remaking everything, and then it's just
The Crazies.
It's some town goes nuts because of like poison in the water or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's been done so often before.
It does. And I'm like,
speaking of that plot though. Oh, well, not even speaking of the plot, but movies I'm looking forward to, Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, it is looking good.
That's a remake though. But oh my God, do I want to see that?
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm going to go nuts in that theater.
See, I'm looking forward to that.
What about Alice in Wonderland? Also coming out next month.
I don't like the fact that the White Queen is so young. Like they have
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, she's really young.
Somewhat.
Well, get like Natalie. Well, you didn't get Natalie Portman to do it. It's like the same person, but older.
No, Anne Hathaway's hotter than Natalie Portman.
But the point is, they're both super white and
the White Queen.
Yes, but if you want to get Anne Hathaway to be the White Queen, she's got to be a little older than that.
I disagree.
Why? She's so young.
Fucking Wonderland.
Yeah. So, but she's still a queen.
Your argument is faulty.
Why?
There are no rules in Wonderland. Why would they have?
You're right. They should have had a dude play it. If there's no rules, why don't they have a super white dude play it?
Because that's not hot.
Who cares if it's hot?
I do.
It's not
most moviegoers.
You're
going to
beat off
during
this film?
If it's good enough, yeah.
It's not going to be. It's going to be weird.
Mm,
no, I mean, the movie. No. The movie's going to be good, but it's not going to be hot in terms of beat offable.
Well, no, probably not.
That's
there might
right.
be a few points. You never
there's
know.
No.
There could be.
What? When Johnny Depp is going after the...
I thought we weren't talking like porn talk and all that.
We already broke that promise in the very first question. The very first question led to porn, so I've already broken that promise.
Point is, I think when we're thinking about it, we will always segue to porn, so we should just
stop
let it happen.
Yeah, okay, we'll let it happen. I think the movie's going to be good.
Good.
But I think they should have just had someone older.
Okay, well, that'll be your critique.
And I hate the movie. No, Prince of Persia. That's not going to be good.
No,
you know
it
that's not going to be
it's
good.
It's going to be terrible.
Why they have a white guy play an Arab dude?
Same reason they have a white guy play the Mexican and the white guy play the Last Samurai. It's just ridiculous. Remember that? Tom Cruise is the Last Samurai, and Brad Pitt's the Mexican.
Yeah, he was the Last Samurai technically. I thought like maybe he died, but he didn't die at the end. He was the Last Samurai. That
the
sucks.
Last.
Oh, by the way, fight science is getting more ridiculous now. I told you about the first time.
In a good way? It's getting more ridiculous?
Sort of. I think I told you. I don't know if we talked about this on air, but the first one they were doing was like animals and stuff. Well, the first one they were doing was like the Navy and like special ops and stuff. I didn't really watch that one because I was like, whatever, fuck that. But then I was like, whoa, what's this wushu? And then like doing animals and stuff. And they have a crane guy who's really lame and he's dodging ninja stars. That's fine. But...
Right.
What?
Right.
Right, but that's fine. But now they did ninjas. And I can't take ninjas seriously. I can't take people talking about ninjas seriously. You know what I mean? Like, full-grown adults talking about ninjas.
Kind of like Darkon, where they talked, where they're leaving, they're living like
exactly.
the lives of Lord of the Rings characters.
If you've never seen Darkon, I highly recommend it. It was one of the funniest movies of all time. It wasn't intentionally funny.
One of the few things I will agree with you
right.
on is that you can just enjoy that movie. Just by, it's a documentary, just you know, following these people in what, like Maryland?
It's called LARP. Live action role playing.
LARP.
If you ever, you saw Role Models?
Yes.
What that guy did, it's
exactly.
that.
That's what I always explain with people.
It's for people
role
like,
models,
you know, hit
what,
each other with
what
these
McLovin's
foam swords.
Character did in Role Models.
Right.
They use like pillow swords and blanket armor and
so
stuff.
Stupid.
And they run around in fields and you know, some of them are dark elves and one person gets to be the king and they all just fall. over when they're fighting and stuff.
It's really dumb.
And that's what they do, like on weekends or
surprisingly
weekdays after school.
All white guys. I thought it would be.
I was gonna say,
Lou, does that interest the Hispanic community at all?
Not at all.
Interesting. Right, they're getting laid while these guys
getting
are
getting laid and pushing product.
Getting laid by white women.
Yeah, that's true. Because clearly the white guys playing Darkon do not hold much attract for the. For the white women.
Right. You're going to get single moms who's on it. Ironically, there's one single mom in there who's like, you know, some wench or whatever. But the point is they're playing this and it's just so ridiculous. I mean, for a second, you're like, oh, this would be so cool. And they're like, I'm a human being. Never mind.
Right, exactly.
I'm a full grown adult.
The ones
never
who painted
mind.
Themselves as like night elves and talked in a language that nobody could understand. Like not even them. They didn't make up this language. They just are talking gibberish to each other. It is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Right. And then they take it outside of the thing and they're like, talking in some like Taco Bell or something like that about it. Like, listen, what are you doing?
That was a great battle. That was a great battle.
Morcon, we've got to expand our region, okay?
Exactly.
And you're like, what are you doing?
Someone's got to take down the king, okay? You
know? It's just so bad, but.
It's so funny.
What were we talking about?
Ninjas. You were talking about fight ninjas. Okay, ninjas.
They were talking about ninjas and stuff, and they're talking about like stealth stuff, and I was like, this is so dumb.
Mm hmm.
I couldn't watch it.
Right.
Just because I can't watch full-grown adults talk about silly stuff.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It'd be like full-grown adults talking about like pirates and stuff. And like, what were pirates doing back in the day? What would they be like today? And like,
there's a difference, though. Like, if it's a different... If there's like a scientist or a historian talking about a period of time where pirates were particularly big and that was like their big area of expertise. Whereas, it's different. Whereas like somebody like working at Disneyland talking about, you know, as like Captain Jack Sparrow and talking about how much he loves pirates and how he like just pretends all day to be a pirate.
Right. Or using one of those people to research how pirates were back in the day. You know what I mean? And you're just like, what are you talking about?
Well, judging by Captain Jack Sparrow, I'm guessing that in 1800s, Blackbeard was exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly.
He seems like an interesting
character.
That's
the problem with fight
science.
I wonder
if he liked Keira Knightley.
Although, again, taboo. I don't know why no one watches this goddamn show. Why didn't...
I don't watch it.
I know you don't watch
it. What the hell is taboo?
What the hell is taboo? Well,
two out of three.
Well, one, again, I don't know if I mentioned this before. They're always going to mention India, no matter what.
He has mentioned it several times before on this show.
They're always going to mention India because India, if you're scrapped and you're like, well, I don't have any ideas as to what I could do for this show. I'm all out of ideas. Go to India, spend like 5 days there. You'll get like 10 new ideas because India has like the most taboo stuff ever.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just from watching the beginning of Temple of Doom, I feel like their whole
the monkey brains.
No, not even that beginning. I'm talking about the part when he goes through like the little Indian village and they tell him to go to Bangkok Palace. That's like one of the best parts of the movie. Remember, they crack up all the time. It's old, fucking.
Was that Ruby Red from the
Ruby
Fifth
Rod?
Element?
No, Ruby Rod's.
He's more intense.
What
than
does
that.
Ruby Rod
he
say?
Sounds like that. But he's more intense.
Corbin, my man.
Corbin Dallas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's.
Corbin, my man.
Corbin Dallas.
I have no fire.
But taboo. All right, now here's the thing. They had strange love. They had a guy who, and this guy was, all right, first of all, this guy's in Detroit, which figures, all right, he's such a dump.
Detroit.
And his name was like Bearcat or Tomcat or something. It was some name where his last name was Cat. And I couldn't tell if he had a one-word name like Seal and it ended with Cat or if his name was like Tomcat. You know, like his last name was Cat and his first name was Tomcat. They just kept saying Tomcat really fast and made it seem like his one name. I couldn't tell what it was. All right, this guy, he looks super emo, but I couldn't tell if he was black or white. He was brown. Like the color brown, and he was painted. It looked like he was painted brown.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he was black or white or a mix or what, or if
like
he was super tan.
Like David Alan Greer?
No, weirder. Like you can tell David Alan Greer is black. I can't tell what this guy was.
Like a Wayans brother.
Yeah, and worse. You still can tell that the Wayans brothers are black because they make such bad comedies.
Agreed.
But this guy couldn't tell. I could not tell what he was. But I figured he was a white guy because he had a love doll. And what are those? Those are silicone dolls. And he had a name for her.
Absolutely.
And he had to like paint her and stuff. He had paint her nails.
Oh, okay.
And like, so fucking weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's taboo.
But the thing is, like, can't we just kill this guy? You know what I mean? Like,
for being weird?
Yes. for being so
wait,
that
wait,
weird.
Wait, what's this show about?
Taboo. All right, Taboo basically takes a subject every episode and then just like explores it. Like they did Strange Love, and they got a guy who's having a love doll. They had two guys who did a love doll. They did polygamy, and the other one was polygamy and something like that. Point. And then I think this week's episode is going to be narcotics, and it's going to be like people who do like crystal meth, people who do weed as a religion, like Rastafarians, and then people who take like hallucinogens like venom from like snakes, stuff like that, yeah, as part of like some church thing or whatever. So yeah, they're going to do that as an episode, and I'm really excited about that one as well.
I did in anthropology freshman year, did watch a video about like a southern church that is all about worshiping snakes. They drink the venom. Like old ass women, you see them take like a shot of snake venom and just go into this like seizure basically. Yeah. Then they just have this intense religious experience. The priest or the, you know, whatever you want to call the guy, the leader of the whole thing.
Cobra
just,
Command.
Yeah. Like, it's essentially what he is, because he walks around with a big snake draped around his shoulders.
Cobra Command. Right.
G.I. Joe.
Right. G.I. Joe busts in. Enough of that, Cobra Command. Get him! Right, something like that.
What was the voice you had? Yeah, the new voice that you...
Mirtha! Get him! Something like that?
Something like that.
That's what I pictured G.I. Joe sounding like.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds like a perfect G.I.
I really hope it goes down like that.
I hope it goes viral.
It's not
you know
going
what, to. You know when people say that? Like, oh, it's going to go viral. You can't say is going to go viral. No. You don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Going viral depends on how the masses feel about it. And just like, it's usually something just horribly stupid that gets put on, and a bunch of people spread how great it is by word of mouth, and then everyone's like, oh, I just saw this stupid-ass video, but yeah, you've got to watch it.
Stupid-ass video of a cat.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. And that's always what it is. And then that goes viral. That's why you can't predict it. It's all reaction.
But companies try to make things go viral.
Exactly. Of course they do. But they always fail.
Well, not always. Do you see that? I'm talking to a guy. I was going to say, did you see? And I know what the answer is already.
No. All right,
but I'm gonna continue on as if I didn't say that. Did you see the YouTube video of someone doing like Guitar Hero, and they're doing a bicycle, and they're hitting all the like the notes or whatever, and they're going through this long ass thing. And they're doing a bicycle and they're going along a trail, and instead of like, you know, they do the frets where the colors like red, green, green, blue, 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 all that stuff or whatever, you know.
I don't understand.
Okay, they have it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What are they? They're on a bike.
They're
playing
on
Guitar
a bicycle.
Hero?
No, they're on a bicycle. They have like a head cam or whatever, right? So they're looking down, and then you hear the song going.
Oh, that's the background of the TV.
No, you hear this. No. There's no TV. You're on a bike. Okay, the person's on a bicycle. I don't know why I'm explaining this. They're on a bicycle. Okay, all right. What you see is what the person sees, okay?
Okay.
It's like a POV porn, okay?
Right.
Now, they have a song.
Are you playing Guitar Hero?
No. They have a song from Guitar Hero. You're going to see it in a second, okay? Here we go. Now, they have a song from Guitar Hero. Now, they have the same chords from Guitar Hero, as in like red, green, blue, and stuff like that. And they have those down as you're like, the bicycle passes those over as he's riding his bicycle through these streets or whatever of this neighborhood. So
somebody laid like electronic
stuff. Well, just like little like I think like circles or something like that or whatever. But they go through a whole thing as one long video. They didn't cut it or whatever. And
interesting.
Yeah, but that was a company that did that.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it, so it hasn't gone viral.
That's my point.
My point was,
I know that Don has not seen this, but it doesn't mean it's gone viral.
Your point was that...
Doesn't mean it hasn't gone viral.
Okay, I thought
it has gone viral.
Okay, companies have tried,
and I guess... They rarely succeed, but sometimes they do.
Okay, fine.
Right.
Well, you're right about that, then.
Thank you.
Sometimes they do succeed.
I do want to take a parkour as well. Do you know what that is?
A parkour?
No, parkour.
No.
I want to think of all these things, but I never actually follow through.
Yeah, you don't.
It's parkour is like some ad. You know Casino Royale?
Yes.
Okay. That guy when he's at the beginning when he's running, through free running or whatever the hell that's called?
Absolutely.
That's parkour. He's just running around cities and jumping off roofs and stuff like that.
Oh, dude. Well, that's kind of what I was doing at Devil's Lake, you know, before I broke
my arm. What happened?
Yeah, I was climbing.
Yeah, and what happened?
I fell.
Yeah, that's right. And what happened?
Broke my wrist.
That's right. That's why I don't want to take it off, because I value my life too
much.
No, it's not a pussy. I just value my life too much.
Out.
Why am I pussying out? Because I don't want to die.
Because you just said you want to do something. There are right ways to do that. I just
didn't follow through with them.
Yes.
And also, you usually do it in a city. It's like cooler because you're like jumping off.
It's like cooler. Yeah. No, fuck that. It's not cool in a city because there are cops there and you get in trouble for that type of shit. That's another thing you can be worried about. That's why I wouldn't do it. When you do it in the wilderness, nobody gets to say shit to you until they're bringing you to the hospital.
That's right. And what happened? You had a fine?
I didn't pay it.
They're coming after you.
Well, if they come after me, then that may be. But
that's another fine.
Until then, I'm just going to keep my dick in their mouth, as far as I'm concerned.
You're not keeping your dick in their mouth?
Because I didn't pay. I didn't pay.
So what?
So I took all the adventure out of their camp and left laughing.
Yeah, but did you pay the medical bills?
Yeah, well, okay. My insurance
did. Well, yeah, right. Yeah. So you did pay them, technically.
So I got some use out of my insurance.
Right.
Yeah, so I feel good about that, too.
And your insurance premiums went straight up.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Enough mouth noise?
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to hear this. But why are we just raping our taxpayers with this stuff? You know what I mean?
With what?
Parking fines. Anyone
in the city of Chicago?
Yeah.
Because Chicago's broke.
But the thing is, the people who pay the most money are the people who are taxpayers anyways. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the people who... Do we make any money off of drug busts and stuff? You know what I mean?
Unless, unless they take the drugs and sell them themselves.
That's what I mean. Like, we don't sell the drugs. Like, what do we do with this stuff?
Nothing. We keep it in the
bag.
They
burn it.
And then do what?
They don't burn it, do they?
They do burn it. Yeah.
That's such a
unless,
waste.
Of course, it was like, Bad Boys where they steal the evidence, money back.
They burn it.
Wow.
Right, but what... Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, I mean, I'm not expecting the city to sell it, but I mean, like, how do they make any money from drug cases? They don't make any money. Or murder cases? We don't make any money from that.
No, you actually pay for drug cases.
Right, exactly. We pay for drug cases. For murder cases.
Pay for the people that you're, incarcerating.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not paying for the guy who murdered someone. This is what we should do. The guy who murdered someone and then he gets found guilty, now he has to pay. He has to pay for all of it.
There
you know
you
what
go.
I mean?
Yeah.
He has to work it off.
I thought that was something back in the day.
We should do that.
With serfs? Indentured servitude.
No. It's way off.
Yeah, okay. No, you're right. It is way off. But what I'm saying is that it should be that way.
I know, it should. Yeah.
They should be an indentured servant.
Well, basically, you keep all their property.
And then we sell it for fractions on the dollar, and then we don't make any money off
of
that.
That's pretty much it.
Right.
It's the only way we make money.
And nothing. We make nothing off of that.
And then we got to keep this person alive in the prison for how many years?
Yeah, great.
That's why I just bullet in the head. Take care of that.
Oh, God damn it.
I agree with you, Lou.
Well, here's the thing. I think we should... all right. We got to wrap it up. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was a good point to end on. And,
raping our citizens?
Yeah.
Nothing better than rape jokes. You know what I mean?
I do love a good rape joke.
I prefer AIDS.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have any good AIDS jokes?
Africa. Just leave it there.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Leave you all with that lovely note. As always, you can contact us via email.
Oh, yeah. avoidingpeople@gmail.com. I haven't checked that in like forever because no one has done it.
Okay. Well, he's right.
Here's the thing, Don.
Sure,
all right, hold on a second. We're going to end up the show in 1 second. Don doesn't do shit for the show, okay?
I'm here.
That's right.
I show up.
That's nothing.
On occasion.
I show up
on occasion. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Lou. I have to figure out how to decode or whatever the goddamn thing from Pro Tools and then kind of recode it or whatever in like MP3 or whatever so all you people can listen, all 32 of you. And then... And sometimes I'm like, we used to be like, hey, Don, let's look up some news stories or whatever before we go on the show or whatever. And I would look up one or two things, and Don would look up nothing. And again, it just leads us more into the thing where Don doesn't know anything, and doesn't know any references.
God. I know
but
a few. But what?
I will check next week if you're hearing this live, or not live, but if you're hearing this week, I will check next week. So email us, please, goddammit, email us. Show me that someone actually listens to the show and doesn't actually just... download it and then delete it from their hard drive.
Indeed.
Like my mom does. So avoidingpeople@gmail.com and what is it? avoidingpeople@podomatic.com or something like that.
Yeah.
We can get it from there.
With Don and MJ or something like that.
It's on iTunes.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is on iTunes. And that's how you're probably listening to us. Right.
Yeah.
So until next week.
This has been episode 12 of Avoiding People.
With Don
and MJ.
Cue the gay music. Uh-huh.